The House of Representatives votes today on new sanctions aimed at punishing Russia for its interference in last year's election. And while the focus is on Russia, the bill also includes new sanctions against Iran. This comes at a crucial time for diplomacy between the two countries as President Trump reviews his administration's policy on Iran. Now, during the campaign, Trump then said he would cancel the nuclear deal Iran struck under President Obama. But earlier this month, the president again agreed to recertify that deal. However, now the administration is once again considering its options. So for more on this, we're joined by Andrew Exum, former Deputy Assistant Secretary of Defense for Middle East Policy under President Obama. He's now a contributing editor at The Atlantic. And Andrew, the magazine Foreign Policy last week reported that President Trump may have assigned White House staffers to make the case for withholding certification of the deal at the next of the next 90-day review period. So what do you make of that?
Well, I think one of the worries here is that even though there's broad consensus within the United States government that Iran is meeting the conditions of the deal, even if it's never stopped being a malign actor more broadly in the region, that Trump just doesn't buy it. He's got some very prominent Iran hawks within his National Security Council and within his broader personal staff, and he seems as if he has tasked them with undermining the deal, or at least thinking about it in a way much more critically than his Department of State or his Department of Defense.
Right. So before we talk about the challenges posed by the Trump administration on Iran, let me just sort of dive into the reasons why, as you say, those Iran hawks in the Trump administration feel the way they do. I mean, for example, the Trump administration has accused Iran of violating the spirit of the Iran nuclear deal. I mean, what exactly do they mean by that?
Yeah, I mean, I think the broader frustration with the Iran nuclear deal, and I would share this frustration to a certain degree, is that it didn't stop Iran from being a malign actor. I think that in the euphoria that followed the Iran nuclear deal, there was some hope within the U.S. administration, perhaps with Secretary Kerry, perhaps with others, that the Iran nuclear deal might be the basis for something more, might be the basis for bringing Iran in from the cold. And I think that a lot of the skeptics of Iran and a lot of skeptics of the Obama administration's policy towards Iran seized on that optimism as naive. There's an argument to be made that the United States should be more aggressive against Iran. The Iran nuclear deal, by the admission of the last administration, does nothing about the buildup of conventional arms in Iran, does nothing about Iran's support to proxies in places like Iraq and Yemen. The problem is where the United States has been most successful in the Middle East has been working as a part of broad coalitions. That's been the case in the fight against the Islamic State, where the United States is part of a military coalition with 29 other nations and has been very successful. And it's also the case of Iran's nuclear program, where the United States entered into negotiations with Iran with the backing of the permanent members of the UN Security Council, plus Germany, plus the European Union. And so the danger is if the United States is seen as being the one to undermine the nuclear deal, then what that does is that Iran isn't going to be the state that's looked at as being a rogue state by the international community. It's going to be the United States. And that means that multilateral diplomacy, which achieved a lot, will no longer be on the table. And it suddenly you get into a position where you have to escalate to a some sort of military strike if you want to do something about an Iranian nuclear program.
I mean, there are some who wonder if that's exactly what the Iran hawks in the administration want.
Yeah, and I think that that's exactly the case. A lot of the people who were very critical of the deal that the United States and its international partners brokered with the Iranians, they didn't really have an alternative, you know, short of some sort of military strike. Well, there's huge risk to the United States there, right? Those 6,000 or so U.S. troops that are in Iraq, for example, they have only had to fight the Islamic State, and they've had some success doing so. if they were to then have to worry about Iranian-backed militias, well, we unfortunately know exactly what that looks like, given how many hundreds of U.S. soldiers were killed by Iranian proxies during the Iraq War from 2003 until 2010.
Right, and just to reiterate what you wrote in The Atlantic, the Trump administration's efforts to perhaps not recertify the Iran deal is over the objections of the Department of State and the Defense Department. And, I mean, in the article, you say that to do so would be a mistake of epic proportions.
Yeah, I think that's absolutely right. Unfortunately, I think it reflects a real distrust that this president has in the institutions that he now leads. There's a real chance that simply because this president is just on a different page or is getting inputs from people outside the intelligence community, outside the departments of energy and state and defense, that he may end up taking rash actions which weaken the United States and our standing abroad.
Andrew Exum is former Deputy Assistant Secretary of Defense for Middle East Policy under President Barack Obama. He's now a contributing editor at The Atlantic. Thank you so much for joining us today.
No, thank you so much for having me.